Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at
97.3. Only a test.
Yes, Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, party people. We're getting our cameras all ready. How do our angles look today?
I like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is this perfect right here? Is that a good angle right there?
You've got too much shadow on you. I'm sorry.
Are you sure?
More light.
I don't know.
Fix the light.
I feel like I'm good right here.
No, not your eyes, your whole face.
I'm feeling like what's being blocked right here is what's important.
That's what you're doing. Yeah.
Actually, you know what, Ben? I'm actually wondering. Oh, you don't have any little pin. Like these pin lights could get pointed. Like that could be pointed at you.
You know what?
We need better lights.
We got a girl. I mean, we got a guy. We got a Bob. Is what I mean.
We do have a Bob.
We have a Bob. Bob will figure it out.
Bob, I have nothing.
Like the very first video out of the you know, they just got turned on, what, 2 days ago?
I actually don't know when. I feel like I wore that outfit 2 weeks ago, the one that with the...
I looked at it too and went, okay, there's two outfits being shown. So
being rotated.
There were a couple days there that we got clips from. Yeah. Either way, she's working it out, but she did post something.
Yeah. Oh, did you post it?
I did, yeah.
It's out there.
It's on Instagram.
And what do people think? They're like, it's bad lighting.
When did you do it?
The Instagram just got posted this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
But on YouTube, it got posted last night.
Okay, now what is the plan here? What's the plan, Bob?
So we're going to start with clips, at least, up on our YouTube, Alice at 97.3 YouTube channel. So subscribe, follow us there.
So if you go to facebook.com/Alice@973 or Alice973. I have to bookmark this.
On our Facebook or?
Just facebook.com.
YouTube.
We're going to post on YouTube.
Oh, I'm so dumb.
But I did post the YouTube onto
YouTube.
Our Facebook this morning.
Yeah, so that's you an can, easy link for you.
If you want to just go to the Facebook page, you can click it there.
I'll never figure that out. Hold on.
I'll see if I can get there
this way. Nope, it's not there. Okay, great. You guys will figure it out for me.
It's posted on Facebook, the YouTube pages. So if you want to find the YouTube pages, you know.
I look on Facebook, this will definitely work. Okay, I'm going to do this afterward. So you're telling me that every day during the show we'll be live on YouTube or no, we're only going to put clips up there?
That's the plan. We're going to start with clips.
Okay, clips first.
Live streaming coming soon.
Okay.
On YouTube, yep.
And is it going to be like the Looking Glass used to be or... all day long, except during the commercials, so I can like blow my nose in peace. And
that's the plan.
Okay. All right, Bob.
Yep.
We had a banana incident she's worried about. So
very mad about
it. Just be aware that.
Just remember that, people, when you're just taking a bite of a banana, it'll get screenshotted and it's going to look for the rest of your life like you're doing things to a banana because the banana is already half gone. So you're just biting the one part, but it looks like you have a lot of banana in your mouth. And it's really annoying, and it keeps popping up everywhere, and people are like, ha, 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 look at that. Look what she does to bananas.
Well, she takes deep bites of bananas. It's not that big a deal. You don't have to get so uptight about it. But
it's a regular-sized
bite.
It's just a frozen, it's a screenshot.
Looked like a lot.
I get that it did then because it was a screenshot that got, it's just, you know, it's not what you want. I don't want my kids seeing that.
Oh, your kids are like, mom's eating a banana.
Yeah, they've listened to the show. They probably have they heard worse than seen.
They don't listen. Please. Not since they were little. I don't know when your kids are going to put their foot down, but my kids put their foot down early.
About?
About do not mention me on the air. Don't talk about me on the air. Don't post about me on your Instagram. Don't this, don't that. Don't say you like anything. Just be nothing, mother. Okay, children. I'll do it. Stop eating bananas, mom.
I haven't gotten anything yet. I posted a picture for Mother's Day with the kids and the missus and then me and the kids.
Well,
because the picture of all of us came out wonky.
Oh.
So I had to do that. Oh. I had one picture of the four of us that didn't come out right. So I had to do the picture of mom with the two kids and dad with the two kids. Right. It doesn't matter. The point is, there's stuff up. It's good. We're on it. We're
I
all
wonder,
over now.
Actually, in your kids' lives, like being a star on YouTube will continue to be a thing. But like they grew up with that. They know these people that they've watched, you know, kids that they've watched on and play with dolls or do toy reviews or what have you on YouTube. And I wonder if they'll actually be like, yeah, please do post about my stuff.
Well, they might, and I probably won't.
Yeah. No, my
because
kids are like,
can't.
Don't
right.
post
don't
because
do
I don't want any of your dumb fans, which, by the way, I never said that. That was my kids, my stupid kids. They're like, I don't want your dumb fans following me. They say weird things to me. I'm like, okay, that's all I need to hear. No problem.
Yeah.
No more of that.
Well, you don't want adults.
No, you
randomly
don't.
Interacting with your kids.
Right.
But I know this. Just last night. And I'm not going to post it. I can show it to you guys just so you see what I'm talking okay. about. And I assume it's meant to look like some of the stuff she's seen on TikTok. But my oldest daughter did a video and it is, she looks way more grown up than she is.
Oh.
And it's her doing one of those sort of dance. Like
on TikTok.
No, she's not on TikTok. It's on YouTube.
Okay.
But it looks like something you'd see on TikTok. And it's to a music video and she's doing the dance and she's
just
got
her.
A couple props, just her. There's a couple props there that she pulls out. And I was like, it's really good. But she looks way too grown up.
Did she put makeup on?
It's partially the way, I'll show
it
to you.
Is it that the lighting's good?
It's part, it, the, well.
Is it good lighting?
Can we get her lighting girl in here for a consultation?
Yeah. Listen, lighting is everything. It's like people who redo their master bathroom or whatever, and then they do only overhead lighting. It's like, no.
What do you mean, no?
You have to have light that comes directly at your face. It's the only way to
do
not see everything.
You have to be pro about everything.
I do. Well, when it comes to that, I walked into my
you
girlfriend's
make it
bathroom.
Not fun.
They, I'm making it,
you're making
not,
it not
okay,
fun.
It's not fun, but
you're
now
making
it's
it not
well
fun.
Lit. It's
I don't know.
Not fun,
is it?
But it's well lit. Oh my
you're
God.
John, fun.
Leave me alone. He's following me to work now. It's outrageous. You know who makes it not fun? You guys. Mostly John.
You make it not fun. You make it. I'll show you the video, but it's one of those things where it's this. I got this last night at.
So it's on YouTube?
7:30. No, it's. I think she made it and her mom sent it to me. And what's funny is her mom sent it. And I looked at the video and I thought, oh my gosh, it's kind of good.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure if her mom was showing it to me because she was mad at her or
like,
thought it was good.
Or maybe trying to get your approval to post it.
I don't know, but I was like.
Oh, did you just see it this morning?
No, I saw it last night before bed. Oh, wow. And I was like, I wrote back and I said, did she really make that? Is that AI? Because I was like, it's pretty good. Like, I don't, you know, when you see a.
Is she just like lip syncing to a song or something? Okay.
And then I was like, did you help her? And she said, zero help. And I'm still not getting a vibe from the mom.
Right.
Like,
what are your thoughts on this?
She is so grounded. Yeah, she is. Or
it's good
isn't that great? Yeah, it is great. I was still.
So
I
she's like the Jane that lives at your house.
I
where
couldn't
you find
pick
out
up
how you feel about stuff.
At all.
She'll let you know.
And then I wrote, do you like it? And she wrote, yes, it's great. And I went, oh, okay. I couldn't tell if you were mad or not. And so then and then she wrote, do you like it? Yes.
Yes, dear.
I did like it. I just didn't know if she was mad about it or not.
You didn't want to be like, that's amazing.
Let me just say this. And all the young ladies and moms within the sound of my voice, I don't know what it is with moms and daughters, but it's starting already.
It's rough.
So I don't know, Bob, if you have, you know, a really super cool relationship and there was never any friction between you and your mom. I don't know. But it seems to already be building at my house where there's attitude both ways.
She's at the hardest age that I have experienced. 11 is 11, 12. That's so hard.
11 to like, well, almost no hard end date because it just really depends on how bad things get with your mom. But then
you just want to be older.
You want to be old. You don't want anyone telling you what to do. You're done listening to your mom.
To be right.
Oh my God. Of course.
Well, here's the worst part. And I don't know if this is specific to her. Like, we're on her ass way too much because she forgets and doesn't do things in strings all day. Like all day. You go, make sure you pick up your wetsuit. Please put your shoes away. This has to happen before you can go do that. And then an hour later, none of that's happened.
Right.
And some other stuff has happened that's more messy and more like you just go.
Oh my God, sounds like you have a kid living at your house.
I don't want to be.
This is crazy.
I know,
but you turn into a gnat.
You don't want to be that person.
You find yourself being this person. You're like, I used to tamp the inner bitch down. And now I'm just like, we need to leave in 5 minutes and you haven't done the 50 things we need to do. What am I going to do with you? So she's 11.
Yeah.
Did you, Bob, have, it sounds like you know about 11 from this magic age. Everything starts to change. Did you become friends with your mom later? Like, how are you now?
We're great. We didn't really go through that very tough time.
She didn't go through it.
But my parents always had a lot going on. They got divorced when I was very young. And my brother, who's a decent amount older than me, definitely required like a lot of their attention. And so I was very independent starting at a young age. Like at 10 years old, my dad taught me how to make mac and cheese. And then he was like, okay, you're self-sufficient now. And so I didn't have
feed yourself.
My parents never nagged me.
Do you wish that they had?
So a lot of times I like would end up at a soccer game and I didn't have the right jersey because if I didn't bring the right jersey, then I didn't have the right jersey, which was like stressful as a kid. But I'm not afraid to call the doctor and make a doctor's appointment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I found a lot of independence earlier than a lot of my peers.
That's
which
interesting.
I'm incredibly
definitely
thankful for.
And at age 30 these days, 30 these days is not what it once was, but it sounds like when you're left to your own devices and you need to eat and need to figure out what you're going to need to get through the day, I mean, those are just important things to learn.
Exactly.
Like, so who knows who you would have been.
Right.
But you got along with your mom, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think sometimes
close.
That divorced parents try harder with the time that they have with their kids?
For sure. My mom, when she never wanted me to have to do chores. She never wanted me to have to worry about, like, she never wanted to have to discipline me too much because our time together was so precious. Because I would spend a week at her house and then a week at my dad's house. And I went back and forth for like 10 years probably.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Yeah, living out of like a suitcase. So it was, we always just wanted to have a lot of fun together. So, yeah.
A week at a time.
So same school district?
They only lived a few minutes apart. Luckily, my mom found a house that was still in our district. But yeah, every Sunday after soccer, I had to pack up all my stuff and move.
Whoa. And your brother did the same time?
He only did it for a little while because he was a lot older and then he just started staying at my mom's house.
How much younger are you? I think we've
8 years.
This. Okay.
Yeah.
Like he was all... I'm not
he was
doing
like,
the
I'm
move.
Not doing this.
Forget it,
Dad.
I'll catch you on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? I'm sure Dad was like, "Oh, all right. I mean, what can he do?
Right? He had to go to work.
He
had to teach his daughter to make mac and cheese so she could feed herself.
I totally believe the dynamic she just kind of presented and didn't necessarily. But I think both parents are like, I don't want to be the
jerko parent.
Right.
I don't want to. Nah, okay. Whatever you want to do.
Life's hard enough. Let's keep the kid happy.
Anyway.
You're happy, right? Great. Okay, gotta go. Eat your mac and cheese, kid.
Seeing that firsthand right now. Yeah. And I've heard from, like, I had a girlfriend who told me her and her mom were, you know, it was war each day before school about what she wore, how her hair looked, is your stuff. War. Like mom would be all, you look like a slut.
Mm-hmm.
And daughter would be like, I think daughter would be like, that's what I was going for. So
yeah, I'm headed to school where the boys are.
You know?
You mentioned your daughter's first dance. I remember the middle school dances like it was yesterday, and the shortest shorts you can possibly imagine.
Yep.
Was what we were all trying to get out of the house wearing.
It's already on.
It's the
man.
Struggle is real.
It is our. Yeah. I'll tell you this though, like. I brought up the bird, you know, do you know about the birds and the bees? And she said, nope. And I went, you know, the conversation about sex. And she went, nope. And I said, what do you know? This was just the other day ago. What do you know about sex? Nothing. And I was like, I got to start totally from scratch. Nobody has fed her any wrong information yet. So I got to get in there before.
Yeah.
Now, is that a dad-daughter conversation or a
I
mom
wouldn't
daughter?
Have expected it, but when it came up between me and the missus, because I feel like the school's not going to do it, she was like, I handle those things as they come up. And I feel like that will come
sometimes
up.
Sometimes they don't. Sometimes
sounds like it
won't
came up
come up
or the other
after
day.
The fact.
Because your mom, like the last person I wanted to talk with about that was my mother. The last
So who
person.
Did you?
I In fourth grade, we had sex ed. Oh. And then I talked to other kids.
Oh,
there was
boy.
My mom, I would be like la 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 when my mom had anything to say about it. I did not need to hear about her and my dad.
I actually did a search for some kind of video to introduce the subject, and then I could, you know, kind of come in and pick my places.
Sure.
I don't want to give her too much because I feel like just the basics will at least get us rolling, and then I can, you know, sort of.
What are the basics? Like
supplement. That's I'm still working on
explaining the bases. Okay, here's what first base is.
No.
Here's what second base is. Here's what third base is.
Don't listen to him. Do not listen to him.
I did think of that, though.
Yeah.
Don't, though. You know what? Start with, just talk about babies. Start with how do you think that happens and what do you think happens? And then, you know, try to do it in the car when you're both facing forward and not making eye contact. I'm so glad I'm not.
I'm not as stressed about that. No. Her and I have a really good open communication. It's all good. But yeah. I don't want to be all here's everything and then have her just be buried under. Right. Wait. I don't. You know what I mean?
Go to a bookstore. There have got to be books to like. I think that you could find a good book. Actually, 800-400-3697. Give us some book recommendations where you could sit next to her. You're not looking right at her. Making eye contact with her as you're telling her about the birds and the bees. You could sit together and go through a book. Got any questions about that? I don't
yeah,
envy you,
it's,
man.
Well, no, I mean, I don't. It's cool. I'm a girl dad. I got to figure it out.
Yeah.
But I'm working on that right now.
But she might actually prefer talking about it with you to her mom. I'm just making a sweeping generalization based on I did not want to talk to my mom about any of that stuff. She started talking to me about my period and all that. I was like, oh, my God, please stop talking to me about it. I didn't want to talk to my dad either, though.
But well,
like,
but and
sounds
I
sounds like you could.
I would prefer it to happen in school, but she's in church school, so she's not.
So
I
don't do any sex ed?
So far, they haven't done any.
So they just preach abstinence.
I don't know what they do. I didn't pick this. I was like, public school for free. That's where we go.
Yeah.
And then then a pandemic hit. Actually,
yes,
so that was part of the. So there's a lot more to it besides.
Did
just
she start school in?
In public school.
In the pandemic. So she's a fifth grader now. So she was like a kindergartner, first grade.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh,
and then she switched because they had a better system over there.
Mm.
And then we just stayed. Vin, I'm sure Mrs. Oliveira is somewhere around. Maybe you can set her.
Oh, that's a great idea. That chick had it going on. She could tell all about all the different ways of doing all the things. And give a ton of misinformation at the same time. That'd be fantastic.
Well.
All right. KLLC, HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Allison Morning Show. Be right back.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.